This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Y'all want to hear something funny? They say Joe Biden can bring the youth vote. Yeah, go ahead and have a good chuckle. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show. Joe Biden can bring the youth vote. Here's what this article says. This is hysterical. Most young voters prefer Bernie Sanders, but that doesn't mean they won't vote for former Vice President Joe Biden in a November election against President Trump. At least, according to a new poll by the Harvard Institute of Politics. Dun, 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 dun. Yeah, the old Harvard Institute of Politics. Harvard, who, by the way, said, you as a parent, you do not have responsibility for your child. Don't you dare try to educate them beyond what they've told you, what you should be doing. If you're homeschooling your kid now, it's because the government is letting you. But if you homeschool your kid otherwise, you are the problem. That's what Harvard says. They're having a symposium in June to tell you how bad homeschooling is. Yeah. Here's what I can give you as a certainty. The kid who will win the spelling bee in the next spelling bee, whenever it is, whenever they let people out of lockdown, they have it, will be a homeschool kid. And it will be an Asian kid, either Chinese or Indian. That's who will win. Homeschool kid, Chinese or Indian, a.k.a. Asian. So there you go. That's how bad homeschooling is. If they pulled the top students out of any Ivy League university, the majority of those kids are going to be homeschooled kids. Certainly as per capita. Take the number of kids that get homeschooled versus the number of public school kids, and homeschool kids dominate academically. I can tell you this because in the little bit of time that I've had to educate my youngin, the youngest of my youngins, in the time for that, I will tell you, I have a kid learning calculus in the seventh grade. That's homeschooling. He knows all the U.S. wars and the presidents who fought, who were serving during those periods. All of them. He can tell you why it started, when it ended, what treaty ended it, and a host of other things. I'm not saying he's going to be a historian. I'm not even telling you he's going to be a mathematician. I'll tell you what else he's doing. I'm teaching him how to write. You know what he's learning right now? Voice and motivation. You ever read somebody's article and you go, it's generic. Anybody could have written this. Yeah, because anybody could have. Read my stuff. You have voice. And you have motivation. You understand why I'm writing to you in a particular way. I'm making him understand this, reading different authors and understanding it and developing his own voice. And then he's got to write an essay. And we critique the essay every single day. This kid knows more about math in 2 weeks than he knew the entire school year. Because he's in pre-calculus in the seventh grade. I gave a problem to one of my admins. They were at the office. Yeah, we broke curfew. We broke quarantine. And she was looking at the problem, and I said, can you solve that? I just said, bring us in and show her. See if she can solve it, because it'll make you smile. So, and she's a bright girl. But she goes, she looked at it and went, what do you want me to do with it? Which is exactly what I expected. And I said, exactly that. She goes, I can't answer that. I said, he can. And he smiled, because he knew he could. I told him, but look, I don't know if you're going to be a mathematician. I don't know if you're going to be a writer. I don't know if you're going to be a professor. I don't know if you're going to play baseball. But what I do know is you're going to know the theory behind a lot of stuff so you don't look stupid, so you're not afraid. How many kids go to class? They're afraid. They don't know how to test. They're afraid of the test because they're testing. They're studying for a test. They're not studying for knowledge. You get knowledge. You can answer questions simply. Anyway, back to Joe Biden and this youth vote. Here's what they write. Biden, the presumptive Democratic presidential nominee, holds a 60 to 30% lead over Trump among likely voters ages 18 to 29, the poll found. Only 1 point below the 62% to 31% lead Sanders, the Vermont senator, would have among young voters if he were the nominee. So here's what they're telling you. Sanders has more of the young vote than Biden, but we kicked Sanders out for the second time. So now we have to shore things up to get Joe Biden more popular. Which, by the way, I'm going to tell you right now, Joe Biden is in deep kimchi. You want to talk about begging this guy to, you know, please do something to support Joe Biden. Maybe we'll get to that a little later in the broadcast. This is what they said. The leads that are similar found that the same poll found that 50% of likely voters view Biden unfavorably. Sanders is viewed favorably by 58% of young voters compared to 42% for Biden. So Biden is more unfavorable with young voters than Sanders. But again, I remind you, the Democrats cheated Bernie Sanders out of the nomination for the second time. Well, not really so much the second time, but the first time they did. The second time, Bernie just rolled over and got his belly rubbed and put $18, $20 million in the bank. For him, pretty good day's work for a Democrat socialist. A dude who got kicked out of a commune because he was too lazy. Nice work if you can get it, Bernie. They said this is less about Bernie Sanders and Joe Biden and more about Donald Trump, the director of polling at Harvard Institute of Politics. And I think there's a sense that at this stage, young progressives and center left have really seemed to unite on that front. Now, I find this to be the most interesting comment about the entire thing. They're admitting in the poll we're looking at progressives. And of the progressives, Bernie Sanders has 58% of them who would vote for him. Joe Biden has 42%. Who would vote for him. Those are the people that are favorable to them. So my question is this. Where are the other ones going to vote? Let's just use Joe. If 50% of the progressives, that's what they said, 50% of these students don't want to vote for Joe, they can't vote for Bernie, who are they going to vote for? Now, let's remember, Donald Trump, they say, is 30%. So let me explain it like this. Donald Trump's got 30% of the overall vote. Biden, of the progressives, has 42% of the progressive vote. Of the so-called 70% that's left, he's got 42%. Where's the rest of it going to go? Bernie? It's not going anywhere. It's up for grabs. And I'm going to make you a bet. Donald Trump will get the majority of that vote. He's going to get it. They don't like Biden, and they never will. To try to pretend that Biden can bring the youth vote is the height of idiocy. Short break. We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, get your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff. Even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover keytar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Radio show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Democrats have to use every trick in the book to even consider in their brains. Well, that's they don't really have a whole lot up there, but to even consider that they have a possibility of winning, they have to use, if the Democrats don't have everything lined up for them, they can't win elections. Welcome to the KevinJacksonShow.com. I happen to be Kevin Jackson, so I'm glad you're here. And I'm going to give you some truth today. I give you truth every day. I've already talked a little bit about Joe Biden and the idea that he can bring the youth vote. Okay, Joe. You believe that? I mean, look, I was a kid once. And I'm going to be honest with you. I liked visiting my old relatives, but there was a part of me, I was kind of like a little afraid of them. You know, I was like, oh, she going to kiss me again, slobber on my cheek. And I, you know, you're a kid, you're around your parents, and they have a youthfulness to them. And you go to these kids, you don't understand that they're older, they've aged, and at one time they were young and vibrant, just like you. They start out like you, they look like old prunes, and I'm being honest with you. Many of you at this, or you've got kids and your kids go to see their grandmother or their great grandfather or whatever, and they're like, and they start crying. I don't remember being like that, but I do remember going, God, we got to go to these old people's house, and hey, it smells like mothballs and, you know, and chewing tobacco. You know, just, it had a smell. The old people's house have a smell. Just saying, I'm talking about old black folks. My relatives, their old houses have smells. Yeah, I could be blindfolded and you walk me in and I go, oh, we have Papa's house. You know, I knew it. But I got over it. As I got older, I learned to appreciate older people. I love their wisdom. I love spending time with old people. I know it sounds weird. I have a friend, he turns 80 this year, and he readily admits, he goes, I hate old people. And he's one, but he hates them. He goes, they remind me that I'm getting old, that I'm not long to go, you know? He goes, I like being around youngsters, people that are full of energy. I get it. Until you have four sons, then you're like, you know what? I like being around old folks. I don't know who you like being around, but I enjoy old people. I do, but the idea that Joe Biden can bring youth is ridiculous. There are no college kids going, man, that Joe Biden, I just feel inspired by Joe. You know, he makes me, Barack Obama, falsely, wrongly, he inspired kids. Look, my oldest son was telling me the fervor around voting for Obama. And when he told me that, I went, we are done. We are done. We got 18-year-old college kids that are wet behind the ears. They don't even know what to think. They are going to pull the lever for Barack Obama because he inspires them without doing anything. He was a cult of personality. We were toast. If you tell me that exists today in college kids, I'm going to call you a liar to your face. It doesn't exist. People know Joe Biden is an idiot. They know he suffers. Look, I'm not trying to be mean. I'm not. My producers always look at me like, man, I'm saying it clinically. He's an idiot. He's a political idiot. And not only that, he's suffering from dementia. Now, it's so bad, and you've heard this story, but I'm just going to tell you. Bin Laden, they found documents that and this was reported in the Washington Post in 2012. And it says in a letter, Bin Laden wrote to a top Al-Qaeda official that he wanted Islamic terrorists, his group, to create two groups to watch for and to target U.S. aircraft visiting the region that could be carrying Obama or CIA Director David Petraeus. Bin Laden specifically instructed terrorists not to target visits by Biden. Not to target visits by Biden. And here's what he says. You've heard the story, but I just want to reinforce why. It says the reason for concentrating on them is that Obama's the head of the infidels, and killing him will automatically make Biden take over the presidency for the remainder of the term. That's the norm there. And he says Biden is unprepared to lead the U.S. in a crisis. Talk about an endorsement for Trump from the grave. I mean, Biden is unprepared. Hey, Bin Laden, thank you, Captain Obvious. We know this. Now, here's what you should be thinking about. You already know the story, right? You know this. You know a couple of other things. One, Tara Reid is now accusing Biden of being a sexual predator. And he is. Again, he's an open sexual predator, as he is an open idiot suffering from dementia. At least they have the good, the smarts to try to hide it now. They keep Joe, you know, limited to his appearances and limited on what he says. And Jill's always there to take care of him to make sure he says the right thing. But the idea that they are letting this Tara Reid story leak, and now this story leaks to tell you what a dude wrote, a dead guy, a dead fanatical Muslim, about Biden should tell you everything you need to know. People listening to the Kevin Jackson Show, the Democrats are now going after their own. This isn't Fox News. This is Washington Post. And now, it got lost in the shuffle, but it wasn't like it was a limited news source. Everybody was talking about Bin Laden and what he said about Joe Biden. It's not going to go away. And neither is the Tara Reade story, by the way. That's not going to go away. Coming up, I'm going to be talking to you guys about Democrats and their excuses for selecting Biden. And essentially, they are going to beg you. They're begging people, please vote for Biden. While at the same time telling you, he can bring the youth vote. He can do the... No, he can't. And he's so bad that world leaders, I mean, if you want to call Bin Laden that, and he was. I mean, he was in the news for a long time. Bin Laden knew Joe Biden is the least person capable of leading the country. And by the way, that's saying a lot if he says shoot down Obama and get to Biden. Because he was ready to shoot down a fellow Muslim and take Biden on. That should tell you all you need to know about what was going on with these guys. But there's so much more. There's so much more. You know, you go back and you connect the dots and you remember Biden coming in, 40% dropping. The other candidates making all these strides. And suddenly, Biden's the new kid in town. This talk on the street, it sounds so familiar. Yeah. They will never forget you till somebody new comes along. You know the lyrics to the new kid in town from the Eagles? Well, guess what? Somebody new better come along because the Democrats are telling Joe Biden, we don't really want you. We have to tolerate you. And it's only going to get worse. Only going to get worse. As I said, I'm about to talk to you about these Democrats and how they're telling people, will you please overlook all this other stuff? Will you please just vote for Joe?
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Attention gardeners, if you need to grow nutritionally dense vegetables or medicinal herbs this year, listen, because a bioactive superfood for plants is now available. This all-natural superfood for plants is so effective at producing maximum plant growth in minimum time that it almost forces plants to grow, even under the worst light and soil conditions. It's called ProtoGrow, and it's truly remarkable. Vegetables grow faster and contain more bioavailable vitamins and trace minerals. Plants that rarely bloom will flower constantly. Sickly plants become vibrantly alive. Medicinal herbs become super potent. Flowers become more vivid right before your very eyes. ProtoGrow also improves the taste quality of all your garden vegetables. That's because it's more than just an all-natural superfood for plants. It's a proprietary blend of bioactive sea nutrients that contain the basic building blocks of life itself, which is why ProtoGrow even renews your garden by increasing the microorganisms in the soil. Learn more at growlikecrazy.com. That's growlikecrazy.com. Get special pricing for network listeners right now at growlikecrazy.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is at the White House meeting with Florida Republican Governor Ron DeSantis in the Oval Office. Testing was one of the big topics, and the president says Florida is doing well.
It's true in other places. It's definitely true with Ron. It seems to be true where the governors have done the proper job using us and utilizing the services that we provide. It is also true in certain other locations.
As states begin to partially reopen businesses during the coronavirus pandemic, White House Task Force member Dr. Deborah Birx says says testing is key to opening things back up in the country.
The private sector has been involved. It was the magnitude of involvement. I mean, I think we've really understood that you've got to bring the test to the community. Just having it at hospitals or clinics was not going to be enough. And so that part of this is critically important to expand community testing.
USA Radio News. An ominous warning concerning the nation's food supply chain has been issued, describing it as breaking. USA Radio Network's John Clemens explains.
The warning came from John H. Tyson of the Arkansas-based Tyson Foods Corporation. In describing the breaking food supply chain, Tyson wrote, "There will be limited supply for products that are available in grocery stores until we reopen our facilities that are currently closed." Tyson has closed meatpacking plants in Indiana and in Iowa. Smithfield, another meatpacking company, closed its facility in Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and in the same region of the country, Worthington, Minnesota, JBS closed its facility over COVID-19. Tyson writes, in addition to meat shortages, farmers will not have anywhere to sell their livestock.
House leadership has reversed course and says they will not bring the chamber back into session next week. House Majority Leader Steny Hoyer made the announcement Tuesday, saying the advice was from a Capitol Hill physician. You're listening to USA Radio News.
It has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Democrats, how much can you take of just embarrassment? Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show. I don't know. Look, I'm going to tell you right now, if Donald Trump were Biden, I would be going to all of us. I'd say, guys, I don't get it. How can we support this clown? We can't do it. I wouldn't do it. I would not vote for Biden. If you put Trump's name, if Donald Trump became Joe Biden overnight, I woke up and he was the dude that was talking on my behalf, I would tell you I'm done with him. Right now, right then and there, I wouldn't have to hear very much. I heard him speaking to Al Gore on climate change. You have that? You have that cut? Let's play it real quick. It's pretty short, right?
What's happening? We're not organizing. If we don't organize the world, who organizes it? Who organizes it? And so there's so much, I think. Anyway, look, I have one more question here. Is it too late to aggress the climate change in a meaningful way?
To aggress the climate change? And by the way, we know he meant address. He didn't even catch it. He didn't come back later and go, I mean address. He didn't catch it, number one. And number two, all the gobbledygook, we took it and we actually did a transcript of that. I dare you to read that transcript and think this is a dude whose brain is functioning properly. Welcome back to the Kevin Jackson Show. Joe Biden, still trying to get things figured out. Hey, before I get to that, let me what I really want to talk about, because Joe Biden's an embarrassment. He's an embarrassment on multiple levels, and I'm even going to talk about this Tara Reid thing and his sexual assault of women over the decades, because that's what he is, a sexual predator. I don't care what anybody says. That's, because the fact checkers go, you don't have any proof of that. Yeah, you do. When a dude walks up behind a woman while her husband is giving a speech about getting the award, and he walks up behind her and grabs her by the shoulders and starts nuzzling in her ear and all that, that is sexual predation of the highest order. And let me tell you why I tell people that. Because Joe Biden is saying, I can do it in front of her husband. There is nothing he could do. There are people that have that kind of relationship. There was a show I was watching, I don't remember what it was, but he's a politician, was played by Hank Azaria, and he and his underling would wife swap. And the guy, the underling, you could tell, he's got a beautiful wife, and the other guy's got a frumpy wife, Azaria, and he's over there, they're doing wife swap. You got to see the show, but that's what goes on in D.C. Don't think one second Biden hasn't pulled that rank on somebody. Believe it. There's the people in D.C. would blow your mind the stuff they do. Oh, boy. Anyway, Biden returned Louis C.K.'s $2,800 donation. You know, Louis C.K., who got accused of being a sexual predator himself of women, the comedian, the dude whose career was going bananas, going crazy good. Well, Joe Biden's going to give the money back, you know, because he's got to clean up his act. How can I accept money? I can't let people see I took money from a dude who's been accused of being a sexual predator when I am a sexual predator. How does that reflect on me? Joe Biden, brain dead. And, you know, he didn't have, somebody said, hey, Vice President Biden, we need to give the money back. Oh, okay, well, whose money? What? Louis C.K. Louis, why are we giving the money back? You know? I tell you, I wish film reality TV with Donald Trump after 5 p.m. and film it with Joe Biden. And if you still want to vote for Biden, man, you're just a mean, you got a mean streak. That's all that is. Dude, it's crazy. And it's sad when you have to figure out how to support your candidate. I ask you, conservatives listening to the Kevin Jackson Show, do you support Donald Trump? Because my hand is up. I support Donald Trump. I'm not happy about his immigration policy during the time of Chinese Wuhan, where we're letting in all these H1. And my friend Michelle Malkin's going crazy over this. Michelle is dogmatic, to say the least. And she gets on something, she's a dog with a bone. But you know what? If that's the biggest problem we have with Trump, I'll deal with it. I'll deal with it. I don't like it. I haven't really followed it until Michelle was like, come on, Kev, you got to speak out. Okay, I'll speak out. You heard me. I don't like it. Don't be issuing visas to people when we've got people staying at home. What, are these people going to come in there and they're immune to the dreaded Chinese Wuhan virus or what? So there. But let me tell you, the rest of what Trump is doing, for the most part, I'm ecstatic about. So if that's the one thing, I'm sorry. I'm not dying on that hill. Anyway, the Democrats, man, sad position. Democrats find themselves where they got to just accept the former VP, Captain Creepy, Captain Demento, whatever you want to call him. He's got lots of issues. And the funny thing is Biden doesn't have any skeletons in his closet. His skeletons walk beside him. You don't have to open up his closet and the skeletons fall out. The dude is sitting there playing Skeletor. He's playing Operation right in front of your face. No Democrat can argue against Joe Biden's creepiness. Not one. I dare you. Call this program, 844-551-8255. Shoot me a note to KevinJacksonShow.com and tell me you can defend that Joe Biden is not creepy. Love to do it. Love to have you on. They make excuses for Biden. Oh, he's from a different era. Oh, that's just the way things were done when Joe was a little boy. Joe Biden and Donald Trump are roughly the same age. Trump doesn't go around sneaking up behind women, grabbing them by the shoulders, and then doing a big sniff. If Donald Trump did, if you had any footage of Donald Trump doing that kind of creepy crap, I'd certainly be raising flags. Let me put it to you this way. Conservatives, we love Donald Trump. You show me Donald Trump doing that, and I'm at least going to start starting rumors. I'm going to be like, I like some of his policies, but boy, I got to tell you, I wouldn't let him babysit my daughter. I wouldn't let my daughter around him. At this stage, I trust Trump with pretty much everything. Hey, Kev, listen, I'm going to have to take the economy out for a few days. Yeah, hey, you know what, Donald, have at it, man. I trust you with the economy. I don't think you're going to get the economy pregnant. I think we'll be fine. I mean, I trust him with the economy. I trust him with foreign policy. I trust him with our military. He's a crazy man. He'll push the button. He hasn't pushed any buttons so far. Oh, Kevin, he got into an exchange with Iran over our ships. You know what he did? He said, Iran, you had 15 ships harassing my ships. You keep it up, we're shooting you out of the water. You're going to stand down. And Iran issues tough language. We will go into our waters and do whatever we want. Watch and see if they harass American ships going forward. Just watch. We'll talk more about that. the harassment of our Navy, because we do remember what Barack Obama did with that, right? When Iran captured our seamen, held them at gunpoint on their ship, took pictures of them like it was Abu Ghraib, and made pretty much it was an embarrassment. And you know what Barack Obama did? Absolutely nothing. Hey, Iran, I'll make you a bet. I bet you money you won't do anything near what you did in the time of Obama to our Navy vessel now. I don't even care if they went into your waters. I bet you money you would not capture naval seamen under the Trump administration. That's what I'll bet you. Anyway, Captain Creepy's who we're talking about. If Donald Trump went up behind women and gave big sniffs, he was kissing on underage girls and always wanting to get his face nuzzled, I would be like, this dude is a creep, man. He wouldn't have got elected. I'll bet you that. But forget the creepy factor. Do you really need to discuss competence between these two men? I dare yet again, leftists, compare Donald Trump's public and private record to that of do-nothing Biden. I dare you. On one hand, you got a billionaire builder who became a reality TV star, turned into the best non-wartime president of the United States versus a perennial piker, a dude who can't point to anything of significance that he's done. And by the way, I may have to change that from non-wartime president because I believe we are in the midst of a war, a culture war. Donald Trump may be fighting the toughest war the United States has ever fought on our shores. So, come on, leftists. Throw down the gauntlet. And I'll go ahead and make the other little thing I used to do all the time. If you want to debate me on any of these topics, call the program. We'll set up a segment, short segment, long segment, whatever, and I'll debate you on any topic, and I will kick your butt in front of my audience, and I'll give you a recording for posterity so you can let your kids see what it's like when their parent gets their butt kicked by a black conservative. We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the Internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Mattis Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes. Spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required. Only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go. I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. I'm turning 40. I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Welcome back, fellow comrades on lockdown, talking about Joe Biden and a progressive who wrote an article that said, hey, progressives, it's okay to vote for Captain Demento, even though it'll go against everything that you believe and find holy. Glad you guys are back. And I just asked a very simple question. I said, hey, leftists, if you want to call and compare a billionaire builder, a reality star turned the best non-wartime president of the United States against a perennial piker, that would be Joe Biden, then please do. And, ho, by the way, you can even throw in Obama in the mix just for giggles. You can compare Obama's public and private record with Donald Trump as well, and you will be just as embarrassed. The KevinJacksonShow.com, 844-551-8255. So in considering the left's new argument to please, please support Joe Biden, I'm reminded of the leftists who declared that a lack of enthusiasm for Biden might actually work in his favor. The writer was a lady by the name of Tiana Rowe. She wrote at MSNBC, She says, a new Washington Post ABC poll has confirmed what the political commentariat has long suspected. Democrats who previously elected our first black president and then first female nominee aren't terribly excited about voting for the 77-year-old Joe Biden. Yep, she let the cat out of the bag, but you know what? The cat was already out of the bag. She just didn't want to tell you. Whereas, continuing, 86% of registered Trump supporters polled being enthusiastic. Just 74% of Biden's registered supporters said the same. More stark is the breakdown. Among Trump supporters, 55% are very enthusiastic, 32% somewhat. For Biden, those figures were nearly reversed. 28% were enthusiastic, claiming they were very enthusiastic. 46% going, eh, he's all right. Not great news for Biden. Yep, not when it comes down to Election Day. But that's not even what I want to talk about, because I'm just telling you, there are people out there going, you may have to hold your nose, but please do. Jill Biden said that. His wife said, look, we get it. You don't really like Joe, but you may have to even hold your nose. But we're going against Donald Trump, so please hold your nose and vote. I mean, that's essentially what she said. But we got this new leftist, Christina Cotarucci of Slate. And here's what this title of her article. How progressives can get behind Joe Biden without losing their credibility. Yeah, how you can still vote for Joe Biden and not lose your credibility. Because here's the thing about progressives. If you vote for Joe Biden, you don't have any credibility. If you vote for Joe Biden, you don't have a brain, just to be blunt. Here's what she wrote. Joe Biden racked up the endorsements from his former nemesis last week. Sanders gave Biden a nod a few days after suspending his own campaign. Elizabeth Warren chimed in April 15th with a video endorsement that praised Biden's leadership in a time of tragedy and economic uncertainty. What leadership? AOC, a devoted Sanders surrogate who got her start in politics in 2016, came just short of endorsing Biden in an interview with Politico the same day. Here's what she said. I would love to see the vice president clarify and deepen his policy stances on certain issues. But aside from that, you know, I think it's incredibly important that we support the Democratic nominee in November. Oh, boy. And then they went on to say this, that one of her colleagues, Jim Newell, said the Democrats, for once, are in array. Yeah, sure. Democrats are in array. Just look at all the leftists who claim Democrats have their act together. Right? They got their act together. All these people. Elizabeth Warren, he's great. Bernie Sanders, he's great. Pete Buttigieg, all of them. Stacey Abrams, they're all bucking to be VPs. The Whitmer, the governor of Michigan, all of them. They got their act together, right? So that's why you know they are in complete disarray. And Cotarucci actually explains it. And here's what she goes on to write. It's a strange phenomenon to watch. To give their party the best chance of ousting Donald Trump in November, progressive political leaders are throwing their support behind one of the most conservative, least inspiring, most out of touch, least values-driven candidates from what was initially an uncommonly diverse and left-leaning primary slate. Now, they are in array, right? But they've chosen the guy who is the most conservative, has the least policy positions they support. He's Captain Creepy. He's Joe Demento. He's Joey Fingers. I mean, he's all of that. But they're in array. They love him. It's Kumbaya, my Lord. Woo! If that were the position we were in right now, contrast that to Donald Trump. Who's his competition? Not himself. Who are the ideologues in our party that are going to go away? I mean, I mentioned Michelle Malcolm. Michelle can be mad. Ann Coulter, she's mad about Trump's border policy or whatever. Okay, great. Who are you going to vote for? Donald Trump. And what else you mad about? You mad about the economy? Oh, I know, Kevin. It's in triage right now, right? The economy's so bad. Yeah. Yeah, it went down. It's not Trump's fault. You know it. I know it. Who do you think has the best chance of bringing this economy back to where it will be? Who? One of our other candidates? Well, they don't exist. So I guess you think Joe Biden would do a better job. No, you don't. You know where your portfolio will be by election time. You know what the next 4 years under Trump will be, unencumbered. And you know what else you know? You know that once he brings the Democrats down and he drains that swamp with the Durham actions that are about to occur, you are going to be in amazing hands. That's what you know. But the Democrats are concerned because they got the most conservative, least inspiring, most out of touch, least value-driven candidate, and that's who they picked. And they didn't even get into his peccadilloes. Yeah. She continues with the Me Too aspects of Joe Biden's candidacy, and here's what she wrote. Still, it might be difficult for some left-leaning people to really get energetic about campaigning for the former VP. The challenges of endorsing Biden are particularly acute for progressive women and feminists. For example, especially those who've been supportive of the Me Too movement and other efforts to unveil and eradicate sexual harassment and assault. Several women have accused Biden of foisting demeaning, unwanted kisses and touches upon them in professional settings. And Tara Reid, who worked in Biden's Senate office in the 90s, has accused him of sexual assault. When the New York Times reported on Reid's allegation, its piece pointed out that the sexual allegations against Trump were far more extensive than those blah, blah, blah. But let me tell you something. Donald Trump's sexual allegations have been adjudicated. Joe Biden's have not. And when Rose McGowan, one of the leaders of the Me Too movement, says, "You people are disingenuous. Joe Biden should be held to the same standards." I give her credit. I give Rose McGowan credit for saying, you know, I'm all for women who have truly been hurt by men. And if Rose McGowan, I guarantee you, was hurt by Harvey Weinstein, another leftist, another Joe Biden. But I'm not for him across the board because I'm not one of these hurt people that goes, "I believe her." Did you just hear about this case of a dude who was going to get a $25 million contract to play football? And a girl accused him of sexual assault. He served years in prison, 3 years in prison, gets out. They find out it was consensual sex. She finally admitted it. And now they're asking, what's his recompense? How about $25 million for starters? Ruin this guy's life and career. No, I'm not an I believe her guy. And I never will be. But that does not make me anti-woman. Because if a woman is, if she legitimately has a beef against a dude, I will be in her corner. I will be there kicking that guy's behind is what I'll be. So you know what? Fox News, you got rid of a fighter for women's causes. But anyway, I digress. So he's got this sexual assault thing looming. She knows it. It's a big deal. But Cotarucci still lays the groundwork for how you could supposedly support old Biden. And here's what she says. Warren's endorsement demonstrates that Biden has cleared the bar for political praise set by a coalition of, quote, any functioning adult 2020 bumper stickers. Biden has served in government for a very long time. Warren says in her endorsement video, that's what she says in her endorsement video, Obama assigned him tasks and he completed those tasks, she notes. Biden is committed to getting something done for this country. Not anything specific, just something. Not something great or transformative, just something good. So the left's argument, folks, is anybody but Trump. And they tout Joe Average, Joey Fingus, even though he's not transformative, but he's okay. This is what you call desperation. And I know the Democrats are desperate. This article reeks of begging. Democrats might as well say, look, we know our candidate sucks, but we can't let Trump win. But sadly for the party of lynching of Negroes, America knows Joe Biden for who he really is, a frail old sick man way past his prime.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.